Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a review of a play that I saw last Monday at the Guthrie Theater, along with some community announcements, some news from the Philippines, and a diverse plethora of music that we will be playing this evening here on the Filipino American National News. As mentioned earlier, we here at the Filipino American National News were able to take place or able to watch a play that is taking place at the Guthrie Theater. The play is entitled The Heart Sellers, and the play is running from December 14th through January 25th in the McGuire Proscenium stage. And we'd like to thank the Guthrie Theater representative, Jacqueline Madison, who reached out to the Filipino American National News and got us aware of this play. This play is set in the 70s, where we follow the story of a Filipina immigrant and a Korean immigrant who meet each other in a grocery store of sorts on Thanksgiving night. They are both women who are married to husbands who are residents at hospitals. And it talks about the sacrifices that they, as women, have gone through during this time of their husbands pursuing their medical career. It talks about the different time there in the 70s, how it was different for people of color. It talks about some of the isolation that they felt with not having many people that looked like them around them at the time. It's an interesting study in itself. I was able to watch this play with a local community leader, Boo Dava. And it's interesting in the sense because in this play, it talks about the roles of the wives, the women who are here as their husbands have gotten these work visas to work in the United States. So you're hearing this from the women perspective of the 1970s, where it's pertinent today, especially in the Filipino-American communities here in Minnesota, North Dakota, to name a few states that we know that have been affected by this, is that there are a lot of Filipina nurses, and especially in the last 2 years or so, a lot of Filipina teachers that have come to the United States for employment. And with that being said, the roles have been reversed, where it's not the woman's that is staying home, potentially by themselves or with the children, but it is the men. And kudos to the actresses, the young actresses who perform the lead roles in this play. Jenna Agbayani, who plays Luna, who plays the Filipina in the play, and the actress by name of Juyeon Song, who played the character of the Korean female Jane. I have to give kudos to Ms. Agbayani on her representation of the accent, the Filipina accent, because sometimes when you watch theater or you watch TV or you watch movies, sometimes there's an over-the-top element of the accent, the Filipino accent that is being portrayed in productions. And I think she hit the nail just right in terms of how she did the Filipina accent. I'm watching this play as being a person who was born in the mid-70s, that I was looking at the Filipina character of Luna and thinking, man, who does she remind me of? Who is like a Tita or a community leader that I know that represents what that person's going through, the humor of that Luna used sometimes to deal with her pain, to deal with her grief of being alone when her husband is working late hours. And when you watch this play, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but when you find out what this play, the name, The Heart Sellers, actually refers to, and how Luna uses this in an analogy, I think it will hit you even more. I think Miss Agbayani's portrayal of emotions was very striking. You could, when she had an emotional scene there, you could feel like the grief and pain in her eyes, and Miss Song as well, just kind of being at first being very quiet and subtle as opened up during the course of the play, just gives a great balance to what these women were going through in this play. And also kudos to the entire production there. If you look at the scenery, the way that the furniture, the background of what the apartments look like, it may look a little familiar to a set of apartments right here across from KFAI over here on Cedar and Riverside. But hopefully, if everything goes as planned, we here at the Philippine American National News will have one of the two actresses, that being Jenna Agbayani, on the show. And maybe we may have Juyeon Song as well here on the Filipino American National News. Just trying to work around their schedules in regards to this, but hopefully in the next couple weeks before this play finishes, that we'll be able to have them, or have at least Jenna, on the show. From what I know of this production, it has been performed in Boston, I believe, as well as Milwaukee. This is in the third production of this play. It looks like both Jenna and Jaeyoon have been in two of the three of these productions. I believe in the Milwaukee production, per se, that their characters were played by maybe a little bit older Asian actresses, or at least the maybe not per se in their actual age, but portrayed in a more older sense, where here they were portrayed in a much more early to, I say, mid-20s in regards to the age range of the characters. In regards to some other Filipino community events here in Minnesota, we were able to get an update of announcement that we had last week, and that the documentary Nurses Unseen will be showing on Thursday, January the 30th, at the Riverview Theater in Minneapolis. Looks like this showing is from 6 to 9 p.m. I don't know if there will be some discussion after the play, but if you're looking for more information in regards to the play, you can go to this website. It is form.jotform.com, and there's quite a few numbers after this, but it's 250-037-5644-0549. In regards to other community announcements here in the Filipino community, there is the 47th annual presentation of debutantes and escorts by the Philo Minnesota Association will be taking place at the Radisson Blue in Bloomington, Minnesota. For more information in regards to that event, you can contact Eileen at 763-598-9533. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song selection of the evening. It is from the Filipino-American Symphony Orchestra, and this is their rendition of Babalik Ka Rin.
Naroroon ngayon Saudi, Japan o Hong Kong babalik ka rin, babalik ka rin Ano man layo ang narating Singapore Australia, Europe o Amerika, babalik at babalik ka rin. Kahit tagal mo nang nawala, babalik ka rin, babalik ka rin. Kahit tagal mo nang nawala, Babalik ka rin, babalik ka rin
Sa piling ng iyong pinanglan Sa iyong nakaraan Babalik ka rin, babalik ka rin, babalik
Pilipas ng panahon sa iyong kahapon sa alaalang naghihintay sa'yo
The Filipino-American Symphony Orchestra with Babalik Ka Rin. You are listening to the Filipino-American National News, which is heard every week here on KFEI on 90.3 FM online at KFEI.org and by searching the Filipino-American National News, which our show is archived up to 2 weeks and also via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And you can find us also on Instagram and on Facebook. And on Facebook, if we're able to record our interviews via the video form, you will find those interviews on our Facebook page as well. Right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from the USnews.com. Japan, the Philippines, and the United States vowed to further strengthen their ties under a trilateral agreement in the face of growing tension in regional waters, Manila said on Monday following a call among their leaders. The three countries agreed to enhance and deepen economic, maritime, and technology cooperation. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s office said in a statement after a virtual meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba that was held on Monday morning Asian time. I am confident that our three countries will continue to work together closely to sustain the gains that we have made in enhancing and deepening our ties, Marcos said during the meeting, according to a readout from his communications office. The call followed a first-of-its-kind summit meeting of Marcos, Biden, and the Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Washington last April. Marcos' office said Biden also commended the Philippines leader for his diplomatic response to China's aggressive, coercive activities in the South China Sea. Biden was quoted as saying, as he is optimistic his successor would see the value of continuing the partnership. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will assume office next Monday. Japan and the Philippines are both involved in separate territorial disputes with China in the East and South China Sea, respectively. A 2016 ruling of an international arbitral tribunal voided Beijing's sweeping claims for the South China Sea, saying that they had no basis under international law, a decision China rejects. Tensions between China and the Philippines have escalated in the past 2 years over run-ins between their coast guards in the South China Sea. All right, now we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the group, the Juan de la Cruz Band, and this is their song, Inday.
Tiempo amihan haluag an Leyte na pagpipilian kada Sabado damo an puyagan iningalawas ko giyang angan angan
ako'y nagdaramdam sa iyong paglisan, hindi ko malaman kung ano ang dahilan. Iniwan mo ako, bakit ka nagtampo? Hindi mo lang alam, ako ay tapat sa'yo.
Inday, inday, nakainda han kasunod han munika pito ka tuig at paglaga at aso waray kita
inday kung hindi ka lang naglupo kinasal na sana tayo. Mayroon na sana tayong anak.
Malusog na bata.
Pakaway-kaway pa sa bintana.
Inday-inday
The one De La Cruz band with Inday. And we do have time for one more story from the news desk. And this comes from the APnews.com. An Australian woman who says she is the half-sister of Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. appeared in a Sydney court on Friday on charges of causing a drunken disturbance on an airliner and pledged not to drink alcohol at the airport or on planes while she is on bail. Analisa Josefia Kaur is accused of assaulting a fellow passenger outside a plane toilet after she and her husband, James Alexander Kaur, allegedly consumed alcohol they had brought onto the flight and became intoxicated. After the plane landed in Sydney, they were taken to a nearby police station and charged. Analisa Kaur, 53, says she is the daughter of former President, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Sr., a dictator who was ousted in 1986 pro-democracy uprising. He died in exile in Hawaii in 1989 at the age of 72. She also says she is the half-sister of the current president. Marcos Jr. has previously dismissed reports of Kaur's relationship with his father as rumors. Kaur's mother is Australian model Evelyn Higaisi, who reportedly began an affair with Marcos Sr. in the 1970s when she was 19 years old. He was married to Imelda Marcos, with whom he has three children. Kaur and her husband appeared Friday in Downing Center local court, where Deputy Chief Magistrate Michael Antrim agreed to return their passports on conditions including that they did not drink on the aircraft or in Australian international or domestic airport departure halls. They also agreed to deposit $20,000 Australian dollars each with the court, which will be forfeited if they breach the conditions. Her lawyer, Jasmine Seiss, told the court her client needed her passport to travel overseas. She currently undertaking projects in Indonesia and intends to stay there until the end of March. They are charged with failure to comply with cabin crew safety direction with consuming alcohol not provided by the flight attendants on a Jetstar domestic flight on December 28th between Hobart and Sydney. They pled not guilty on all charges during the court appearance on Monday. Their case will return to court on February 24th. An online biography describes Analisa Kaur as an interior designer, photographer, and owner of the photography business based on Gold Coast in Queensland State. Her middle name, Josefera, is the name of Marcos Sr.'s mother. And right now we're going to end the show with a song from the Soundway Records, and this is their song Recalado Pinoy Funk. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
KFAI is proud to sponsor Hello Like Before, the songs of Bill Withers, performed by Anthony Davis.